Good morning, Jeff.
Chica, good morning. We've got to talk because I'm not quite sure what it means when you say the most.
The most charisma, the most enthusiasm, the most...
That's what I like about you. You're quick on your feet because I thought maybe you saw how much food I ate this weekend. And it was, I'll tell you what, when Beachbody puts something together, they do it right. And hats off to Carl and to John and to our events team that put on absolutely an incredible event down in Laguna Cliffs, as Chica just alluded to. We just came off our Success Club Leadership Retreat weekend with our Superstar Diamonds and Above. And we had a great weekend. Insightful. It was learning. We launched some extremely focused pieces of our business that are going to be shared with everybody at this Super Saturday that you're not going to want to miss. But it was great to pull these leaders together and to share in their insights and just build relationships. But we really felt like something happened there that is going to launch our business significantly forward. It's simply powerful and powerfully simple, which is a great combination. So anyway, more to come on that. But as we get started on this call, I have a couple of announcements that just wanted to share. And then we're going to move on to recognition. We've got a great guest speaker. And, of course, today we have the tremendous opportunity to hear from our CEO, Carl Daikeler. Some of you may know this by now, but on October 6th, a couple of weeks ago, we started shipping out our new Game Plan Tools Kit. Now, the new Game Plan Toolkit replaced our old Business Starter Kit, but this new Game Plan Kit has all the new materials, how-to guides, Beachbody sharing tools. And it's a great tool for getting started. If you're already a coach and you want to see what that looks like and you want a hard copy of that, you can go to teambeachbody.com in the Coach Tools store, and you can purchase that for $29.95. Now, that's if you wanted to get a hard version of this. If you'd like to access a digital version of the entire Game Plan Tools Kit for free, which if I were choosing, I might look at $30 or free, and I'd say it seems to me like the better value might be in the free. But you can go to the Coach Online office under Sales and Marketing and download that for free and have that. Now, you may want to have a hard copy, and I encourage you to have that. It's nice sometimes to have that in your back pocket. But anyway, so brand new Game Plan Tools Kit materials. We think it's a great addition to our toolbox. In addition to that, what we're doing is we've been sending out a totally new revamped coach welcome email to all new people who have joined us. It's a simplified version of the points that a new coach needs to get started, points them to the Coach Training Academy to get started right. So we're really aligning pieces, simplifying pieces to help people as they come into the business to know where to go, to focus on the simple steps of the business so that they're creating and enjoying the most success possible as quickly as possible. And so that's an absolutely essential piece. You as leaders, you as people who have brought, as coaches who have brought others and introduced others to the business, expose these pieces to yourselves so that you know what your new coaches are experiencing these. For example, if you haven't gone to the Coach Training Academy and gone through the basics, you need to do that. I promise you that will save you time as an upline coach, because as you point your new coaches to that, they will become familiar with much of the core, the basic materials that they need to know to get started right. And that will help you. But first, so you have confidence, you need to expose yourself to that. You need to be experienced with that. And if you do that, then I think you'll have great confidence in pointing new people to come into the business as well to go there quickly. And it will get them started faster. They will be more effective. They will get they'll just all in all be better. So that's a great tool. Okay, one last announcement. I've already alluded to this. This is the National Super Saturday that's taking place this Saturday. Now, some may be happening a day earlier or on Sunday or on Monday or Tuesday with some conflicts. that's fine. The key piece is that you attend a National Super Saturday. And I'll just say to you right now, if you have not made the decision to be there, you need to make the decision, you need to make the commitment right now to be there. That, you know, that may mean that you have to shuffle some things around. That may mean that you have to travel an hour or two, or maybe more. That may mean that you have to cancel that tea time or that tennis deal or watching whatever you might watch in order to be there. But I promise you that if you will go there, what is going to be shared, what's going to be launched is something that can dramatically help your business. Again, it's something that's simply powerful and powerfully simple in its approach. But it's good stuff, and it will lay the foundation for you as we end the year. And it will prepare your business for what we know to be a tremendous opportunity at the beginning of the year. Beachbody invests, spends millions and millions and millions of dollars to make the beginning of the year just a rewarding time. But you've got to be prepared for that. And what we're sharing will prepare you for that, including showing you how you can make some predictable income over the next little while. So some of you are saying, hey, you know what? I looked on Coach Online. There's nothing there, not one in my area. Okay, I get that. If that happens to be the case, again, I would take a look again and say, how far do I need to travel to get to one? Make the decision to be there. If it's too far, understandable. The next thing I would do then is I'd call your upline coach to see if they're hosting events or are aware of any events being created in your area that you can tap into. The key piece is here, coaches, take action. Don't sit back on this. Pick up the phone after this call's over and do something. Leaders, what you should be looking at in your areas of concentration where your coaches are is to say, look, I've got a bunch of coaches there in where I'm at, in for example, in Provo, Utah. And we don't have one on there. Call one of your coaches, make an assignment, invite them, challenge one of your coaches to host it. We are removing the requirement for you to be Diamond Coach to host one of these. So it's open to everyone. If there's no Super Saturdays posted in your area, the first action item is either to find one or to host one, okay? Now, if you're in a remote area, here's what I would do. I would identify or call any other coach that you might know in your local area and create one. It may mean that it's you and him or you and her at a kitchen table hosting your own mini Super Saturday. That's fine. The key piece is that you're getting access to this information. It doesn't need to be in a hotel, doesn't have to have a pool at the hotel, doesn't need to have a 30-foot screen with a huge projector with surround sound. The important piece is that you tap into the information that comes out of this Super Saturday. You just have to go to Coach Back Office, go to the events, you'll find where the piece on Super Saturday, get registered. Once you're registered, we will send to you the email that will be downloadable, all the instructions, the FAQs are there, and you're ready to rock and roll. Key piece, do not wait for someone else to do this for you. Take action. This is your career. This is your business. You need to take the steps to make it happen. Super Saturday will be a critical piece of this fourth quarter moving into the first part of the year. So I couldn't be more serious and more passionate about the power of this Super Saturday. So please, please make the decision now to do what you have to do to be there. Okay, I'm now going to take a breath and I'm going to turn the time over to Denise Needham for some great recognition. Denise.
Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. Well,
I have to tell you, I'm just so excited this morning after having a chance to hug the necks of our wonderful Beachbody leaders. It's so great to be with all of you.
I hope you didn't hug anything other than their necks, Denise.
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
All right. So, coaches, please join me in congratulating all of these individuals today who have achieved some rank advancements. Reach out to them. Let them know how proud you are. We certainly are of what they've been able to accomplish. Our brand new Diamond Coaches are Jed Billings, Troy Cook, Lisa Frederick, Jessica Rose Lancaster, Ben Meyer, Angie Reeves, and April Walters. Way to go, brand new Diamond Coaches. We have three new one-star Diamond Coaches, and they are Leanne Elliott, Hope Fatto, Laura Zimmerman. And, oh boy, we sure had fun celebrating with this lady. Last week at the leadership event, coaches, please reach out and congratulate our brand new 15-star diamond coach, Mrs. Hillary Kelly from New Preston, Connecticut. Way to go, Hillary. Wow. It was just so great to be with you this week. Top recruiters, we have Jesse Grieve, Judy Thinneran, Tico Blaine, Andrea Crowder, Cindy Johnson, and Michael Sullivan. And for our top Shakeology Home Direct, Wayne Wyatt, Charity Glenn, Pam Okanaga, and A. Bradley. Way to go, coaches. Jeff?
All right. Thank you, Denise. Yeah, some great things happening. We had a chance to recognize our new Superstar Diamonds at our leadership retreat. We have Robert Hudgens and Monica Gray and Hillary are three brand new ones that are going to be coming into our Superstar Day this weekend together with Pete Pena, who achieved Superstar. We recognized him at Summit. And those below that advance their business, that's what they're doing. They're moving it up towards the superstar ranks, and it's a step at a time. But congratulations to everybody. Okay, we have an individual today that I think has a great story and I think has a lot of learning that can help you in growing your business, and it aligns perfectly with what we've been talking about today on the need to be attending Super Saturdays. This coach joined in January of 2010. She is currently a 4-star diamond. Now, here's what as I was looking at her stats, I really liked. She achieved one-star diamond in September of 2010, 2-star diamond in January of 2011, 3-star diamond about 5 months later, and 3 months later, 4-star diamond in September of this year. She's been in Success Club 8 consecutive months. From an income standpoint, this is what's interesting as you start matching this up with ranks and just consistency in the business. In March, her monthly income was about $2,400. In July, it jumped up to $5,000. In August, it jumped up to $62,000. Currently, it's about $8,000 a month. She's earning close to a $100,000 a year income in our business, and that's happening because she's consistently and persistently building a business by sharing. And she has a great story. She's a good leader. We're excited to have on the call today 4-star diamond, Lauren Knight. Lauren.
Yes, Jeff. Thank you.
Good morning all the way from way out on the East Coast-ish.
Arkansas.
Yeah. Arkansas, so to speak. All right. Let's just turn the time over to you. You've got a great story of just progression, growing, learning, and building a real solid business. So first off, congratulations, and thanks for being on the call.
Thank you so much, Jeff. And I do want to say this last weekend was amazing. The event was put together so well, and it really reminded me of the reason why I fell in love with this business and the people that are there, the camaraderie, the relationships that are built. And I want to just say a big thanks to the corporate team and the events team for what a great job they did. But
coming out
of that event, I felt like I really wanted to share some different things with you today. I prepared this call weeks ago knowing that I would probably learn a few things and want to share them, but it really brought me back to my roots of why I love the business and what I need to share with probably a lot of new coaches today. And to tell people who I am, I need to tell my story from a different perspective. And it's great that I lost 45 pounds doing P90X, and I'm definitely excited that I went diamond quickly and star diamond. But I think those achievements are great, but what I want people to see is the person behind those things and the reason why I became successful in the beginning. And it starts with this consistent pursuit that I've had my whole life for perfection, and it's not necessarily a good thing. I wanted to be the best at everything and show people that I have it all together. And what I found was that desire for approval and for people to like me, and I mean, it's an A-type personality thing or a firstborn thing, but I realized that if I let people see my cracks and my flaws, they actually like me better. If I pretend like I'm perfect and I have it all together, it's exhausting, and the relationships that I have are shallow because I never let people in. And I learned through this business that you've got to be able to be relatable to people. You've got to show them your insecurities and flaws, or you're never going to get past just that surface level. And I had to apologize a little bit to Jeff and the team this morning because I didn't ever talk about this in my notes, and I felt like my original notes for this call portrayed my success as this constant uphill climb, and that's just not how success looks. It's ups and downs and plateaus, and I think every time I try to pretend like I've got it together, that's when I fall on my face again. And I want to just share with you guys, if you can really get down to knowing your flaws and your insecurities and being willing to share them with people, that's where you really, the magic happens and people relate to you. And I learned this from going to events. And I think it's so important to go to events and meet other leaders and see their stories of struggle and know that they're just like you and they have the same struggles and insecurities that you do. I had some great conversations this weekend with Ashley Woods and Charlene Booker and Hillary Kelly, and reminded me, man, this is why we're in this business together. We come to these events to really push each other, keep each other accountable, and share our struggles. My very first event that I attended was a game plan event in Nashville, Tennessee, last year. I drove 6.5 hours to get there. I was late. I didn't know anybody. I sat in the very back. And this guy came and sat next to me. And I was kind of annoyed in the beginning because I really wanted to listen and learn and do well in my business. And this guy kept talking to me. But eventually I realized his story was drawing me in, and he was telling me not just facts and figures about losing weight, but he was telling me his story of struggle and how he got into this business, and it changed more than just his weight and the way he looked. It changed his life and his passion for being of a broken man to this person that now is willing to share his struggle with people and bring them along with him in his journey. And I realized that was what was missing from my business and my story. I had pushed a diamond hard because I wanted to achieve it, and I wanted people to see that I had it all together. But what was missing was that relatability. And Tommy Migrant, who was the guy sitting next to me, he gave me just a little bit of a push to maybe dig a little bit deeper and find what I could relate to people on. I had no clue who he was, and after that conversation, I felt like we were friends, and I thought, that's what's missing for me. I've got to be able to relate to people. He showed me, you do not have to have it all together to do this business. You've got to just be able to relate. And now that I'm able to share my story with people on that different level, I really do feel like people connect to me. From that day forward, I knew that events were going to be a priority to me because of the relationships that were made, the things that I learned, and the way that I was able to take it home and change my business because of what I learned. The next couple things I want to share are how I leave events and actually change my business because of them. I went to Summit 2011, and the big rollout push was the Success Club Team Challenge. And I came home with this list of things I wanted to change and do in my business and set these people up for success and all these teams I wanted to create. And I did that. And we started pushing forward. And my team of five really kind of failed miserably. And I felt very discouraged by that because I thought, hey, I'm a leader. I should be leading these five people to at least get a T-shirt. You know, and I felt like such a failure. But I luckily was going to another event in Chicago, a game plan. And at that event, Jeremy said some things about matching effort, and I realized, hey, that's what was missing in my Success Club Team Challenge is I didn't call for people to have accountability up front. I didn't call to match effort. And so I came home, and I changed some things. I created a new team, an elite group of coaches, and I asked them for a higher level of commitment. And one of the toughest things I've ever had to do was show the people that weren't really ready to commit that I had to kind of kick them out of the group. That was tough for me because, once again, I want to be liked by everybody. But what I realize is if people – I only care about is if people think about me and if they like me, I really can't lead very well. And I learned that in order to be real with people and to show them how to grow their business, I needed to do the harder thing. And I want them to respect me in the long run because if their business fails, they're not going to like me anyway. So I had to really get real and tell these people, hey, I love you, but you're going to have to leave the group for now. I'll bring you back in a couple months when you're ready. That really unified my new little elite coach group and helped them see, you guys really deserve my time. We're going to push forward together. And the people that I had to remove from the group actually stepped up to the plate and showed me, hey, I want to do this business, and I'm going to show you. I will do it. And trust me, those people will be the first ones I pick for my next accountability group. So that little example of moving from Summit to Game Plan and things that I learned from both events and how I changed them when I came home from those events and changed my business, that's why events are so important. It's not just going to the event. It's not just sitting in the chair. It's learning from the relationships and the information that's giving to you and actually applying it to your business. So coming back from this leadership retreat, it was an amazing event. I took great notes. I set some goals. And this Beachbody Challenge is going to be huge. And the rollout of the new packs and all the stuff you're going to learn at Super Saturday, it's going to be amazing. You guys need to be at a Super Saturday to hear about all the amazing things they're rolling out. But what's going to make the difference is when you leave that Super Saturday, what are you going to do? make sure you write a list, you write some goals, and you put some action steps down, that things you're going to change in your business, things that you're going to do differently so that your business can move forward. And if you do that, your business will move forward. It won't be this constant uphill climb. It'll be plateau and struggling through and plateau and struggling through, but you will move forward. And I think that's my biggest point I want to say is that I know that my business was built on two main things. And one of them is being able to share my struggle and insecurities, being willing to be vulnerable with people, and then attending these events and willing to change my behaviors and admitting I don't have it all together, being willing to gather the information from the relationships or from stage what's been given to me, and not sitting back and waiting for something to change, but actually making the change myself. So that's it. That's what I got.
So, Lauren, that's an awesome story. Just a couple, maybe just a couple questions. You know, as you built your business, when you say, that, for example, that first game plan, or when you left those events, what process or what kind of discipline do you create to get things done? Because, you know, it's just like we came out of this leadership weekend. Lots of great information. People come out of there with their hair on fire, and, you know, all grand strategies at some point have to deteriorate to work, you know, if you're going to get the value out of that. What kind of things do you do to really focus, you know, to put it into action?
Right. I have a whole list of notes that I've made. And on the plane ride back, I opened that book up and I looked for the things that I had starred or the things that I had circled. Because I do that as I write my notes to say these are the things that really stood out to me. And I took those things and wrote them on a separate sheet of paper. And I like to write down, how is this going to change my business? What is this going to do? And I know what the goals are for me in my business, my main priorities, and I want to make sure they line up. So this team challenge, you know, Beachbody team, or this Beachbody challenge, you know, groups, these are huge. And I wrote down, this is going to be the major push that I have going into the end of the year and the new year, and I'm going to focus all my effort around that. And if what I'm doing doesn't line up with that, I'm going to have to change it. So I'm already running challenge groups, but I know now that I want to adjust it to fit what Beachbody is doing as a whole. So I think I always try to line up my goals and my priorities and make sure that they're in line with what my end result needs to be.
How do you transfer that to people in your group? I mean, obviously, you come back and you've been the beneficiary. Carl talks a lot about the Bucket Brigade. Had some experience with that this weekend at this event. How do you take the information, the learnings, and get that, you know, to your leaders? And to those people that are going, Lauren, what happened? Instead of just being glazed, you're able to share that. What specific actions do you take? We didn't rehearse this, everybody, beforehand, so I'm putting Lauren on the spot.
No, one thing I want to say that it is cool, this last leadership event, actually all of my diamonds qualified to go. So it was cool for me to actually be there with my team, knowing that my leaders.
That may be the very best way of getting the information out. Make sure all your leaders qualify.
Exactly. So I love the fact that they're already there, but I have leaders in my organization that didn't qualify that I still consider leaders. And what I'm going to do is take this information that I'm now organizing and I'm still processing because there's so much, but I'm putting that together for my next team call, and I'm going to put a document together of things for them to look at. But I'm also encouraging every single person to go to a Super Saturday. We've talked about it. I posted on my team page. I'm asking, calling them out. Who's going to Super Saturday? Where are you going? Because if they don't go and hear the information firsthand, I don't know that they're going to get it all from me because it's a lot of information, and you guys have worked hard to put it together, and I want them to get it firsthand from the Super Saturday. So that's my main push right now. Team call is great, but Super Saturday is going to be way better.
So at some point, then you've got to take that information and start to act on it. How do you put together your goals to really say, okay, guys, we've got the information, now we got to start doing? What does that look like?
For me, it looks like getting organized right now. I need to get, if it's emails that I'm going to send to customers or follow-up emails for those in my group, I want to have everything set up beforehand so there's no surprise. I want to be able to roll these teams out without having to stop and say, wait, I don't know what I'm doing. So I want to get very organized in the beginning and duplicate that with my team, give them all the information that I have, all the documents that I have, and then be able to all get started at the same time. And I think the big part is getting started. If you just sit and wait for everything to fall into place, it may never happen. So get organized is great, but you've got to get started.
Yeah, one of the things I liked about, lots of things I liked about what you've had to say this morning, but I think a very simple piece, yet a powerful piece for people to hear is, you know, you're going to go out there and it's not going to be perfect as you do these things. But the success is found in going out and getting started and figuring it out. And as you're going, it will happen. One of my favorite quotes is, sometimes you just have to jump and build your wings on the way down. You figure that out. And I know part of your story is figuring out, you know, building your wings as you've done that. So, Melissa, thank you so much for being on our call. I think some great advice. Coaches on the call, Lauren has been talking a bit. She's been referring to something called the Beachbody Challenge, which is going to be the heart of what we're talking about at the Super Saturday. And that's what we focused on at our leadership retreat. We're not trying to have it be a big secret reveal to people, because we want people to start wrapping their minds and their actions and putting plans together on this. But I think it will all come together as you come to this Super Saturday and create action plans and then get it rolling. So, Melissa, thank you so much. Or Lauren, I'm sorry. Lauren, thank you so much for being on our call today. Awesome stuff, and thanks for your leadership. Okay, with that, we now have the opportunity to turn the time over to our fearless leader, Carl Deichler. Carl, are you with us?
Sure am. Thanks, Jeff. And thanks, Lauren, Melissa, whatever your name might be.
Let's go with Lauren on this.
Okay. No, it's great stuff. Thanks, everybody, for jumping on the call today. I think you've certainly put in your time. It was a pretty wild weekend. Great stuff. Great presentations from stage, a lot of focus, and as Jeff said, the Beachbody Challenge is going to be where it's at, and I can't tell you how many people came up to me and said that it felt like we had really gotten in touch with the roots of what Team Beachbody is about with this, pulling everything together, and as Jeff has said, it is important that the information that's going to be shared for Super Saturday that you're a part of. In fact, I'm going to abbreviate what I say because let's say I would normally talk for 20 minutes and I'd go on and on and on, and maybe some of that would be motivational. I'm going to try to keep it brief, and I'm going to ask you to do something with the remaining 10 minutes that I normally would have just kept talking. But the thing that people said was that, you know, Team Beachbody, when we first started this thing, it was called Million Dollar Body, and we had the Million Dollar Body game, which gave away close to $1 million. Our goal was to build it up to $1 million at that point. And we had Wowie groups, people working out together in the Wowie gym, and we have the message boards, and we asked people to have success partners and so on. And now it has all come together, as you will hear and as you'll see. In fact, I don't think we allude to it in our presentation, but we're really focusing the efforts company-wide on this Beachbody Challenge in terms of building groups of five, renaming. You know, when we renamed Million Dollar Body into Team Beachbody, we were bringing it closer to the heart of what Beachbody is about, helping people get healthy and fit, helping people achieve their goals to lead healthy, fulfilling lives. Now we've renamed the Million Dollar Body game as the Beachbody Challenge, so people understand that that core to our mission is not just the financial gains that can come from getting healthy and fit, but the overall life-enhancing gains that can happen when you get healthy and fit. And with this Beachbody Challenge concept of getting groups of five together, we're showing how important it is with the very the fundamental premise of this whole thing is that people will get better results with our fitness and nutrition products if they team up and keep each other accountable. Let me say that again, because I have made hundreds of millions of dollars by selling fitness products, and could have made hundreds of millions of more. When I say I mean proverbially the company. We could have made so much more trying to sell those products at retail. We get tons of offers to put them in Walmart and put them in Target here in the States, and we haven't done it because we didn't feel like it was the best articulation of what our objectives were, that it was a better premise to put in the hands of our customers, our best advocates, the ability to put together accountability groups, that if you were to introduce somebody to Slim and Six or Power 90 or 10 Minute Trainer or P90X or Turbo Fire or Insanity, they're much more likely to get results with that program if you hold them accountable. If they've got accountability to somebody they know, and with the addition of Shakeology to the line, they're much more likely to take care of their nutrition on a deeper level. If there's somebody there, somebody other than just a retailer, somebody there other than just somebody who's trying to sell them something to get some money from them, but somebody who says who has the ability to point them to information that shows that the superfood really is worth it. The Beachbody Challenge is the accumulation and the evolution of all those factors into groups of five that we're now deploying in one simple, focused strategy, all using the game plan to get the word out there. And you'll also see that we are sort of phasing out the concept of Wowie. That was an idea that I had one Saturday afternoon that stands for Workout With You. And rather than have to explain it to everybody, we're just going with Super Gym, really. And so eventually you'll see Wowie phase out, and we're going to just meet you in Super Gym. And to try to kick that off, we're going to try to break a record with the Super Gym attendance on 11-1-11 at between 6 a.m. and 7 a.m. We're going to randomly select somebody working out in the Super Gym at on 11-1-11, and we're going to give them $1,111. And then we're going to do the same thing on 11-11-11 at 11-11 a.m. We are going to pick somebody who's working out in the Super Gym at that time and also give them $1,111. So all this stuff is the point of everything here is for you to get five people in a group, get them to pick a fitness program that you're all going to do. You don't have to be in the same house or anything. You just can do it virtually. And but everybody takes Shakeology because studies show that people who eat breakfast every day lose the weight and keep it off. And you'll see evidence of that in some videos that we're putting out there. All that is the objective, to get people healthy and fit, and that's what we're about. That is what we can do. And when you think about it, like I tried to think about, you know, civilizations, you know, the Roman Empire, right, was huge. They dominated the world, and then it started to fall apart as selfishness, greed, self-serving people. They stopped thinking about the greater good, and everybody started to fight for themselves. And then even you think about the empire of Mother England. I mean, they had the whole, but they weren't listening. They weren't helping the people that they were that they were colonizing, basically. And it was oppressive more than it was supportive. And now here we are in what I think the greatest country in the world. It's the, you know, absolute ability to have freedom and protection of your rights. But if we get selfish about it, if we get lazy about it, we could fall just as much as anybody else. And I try to think, you know, how is it possible to turn this whole thing around so that you don't have this class warfare, you don't have people camping out in New York City, you don't have people putting their effort just into, yelling and screaming about how bad things are, but instead you put effort into turning things around. And it starts with taking care of yourself. It starts with taking responsibility for where you are in things. And it starts with taking action toward making things better. And it does not start with the blame game. The concept of being a victim and then turning things around and taking responsibility for yourself can't coexist in your mind. You can either blame everybody and you can be afraid of everything, or you can take action and you can get after it and you can say, the hell with it, I'm going to make something better out of my life. And if enough of us do that, if you motivate and communicate with enough people to make that happen, then I think this country is going to thrive and not be in a nosedive. It's not going to fall into class warfare. It's not going to be something that everybody focuses on blaming somebody else. And we see what's happening over in China, or we see what's happening in other cultures, and we live in fear of what terrorism and all that kind of stuff. No, we're going to thrive because we're going to serve people. We're going to serve people in an amazing way, and in a way that serves us. Everybody wins in this. And I can't think of another example of mobilizing more people with a more positive potential outcome than this one. This is going to go down in history as the greatest movement in health that has ever happened, because it didn't happen because of me. It didn't happen because of a company or a drug breakthrough. It happened because right now 65,000, 66,000 people refuse to quit. They refuse to sit back and let competition or complaining or whining or other opportunities take their eye off the ball over something much bigger. And that much bigger is the fact that we have to get our act together. We have to take better care of ourselves. We don't need to necessarily cure cancer. It'd be great to cure cancer. Let's stop causing cancer. Okay? You stop causing cancer by taking better care of yourself. You stop causing cancer by reading the label. There's a reason Shakeology is put together the way it is, and there's a reason that it costs as much as it does. And that's because we want to stop causing cancer. We want to help supporting the body's natural ability to take care of itself. We're putting together Beachbody Challenge groups of five so that people will help each other get healthy and fit in a way that truly helps them thrive. That's what you do for yourself. That's what you do for your family. That's what you do for people around you. That's what you do for society. That's what we do as a country. That's what we do to support each other. What you are a part of is the most positive thing I've ever witnessed in my life. I saw it in tears in the audience while we were at this weekend. I saw it in people hugging each other, people who were strangers a year or two or 3 years ago, people who have been fighting and forgave each other and got back into it and got their resolve back and remembered why they were doing this, why they even got involved in something called network marketing. And they said, you know what? I got involved in network marketing to do something great. You guys blow me away because you are doing something great. So now let's stop listening to me, because you don't need me to motivate you. You've got enough motivation. You've got the fire to make things happen. So now instead of listening to me, I want you to make three calls. You got another 10 minutes. Normally I would have gone to about 9:45. You got 10 minutes. So let's hang up the phone. Let's make three calls. Make sure you're going to get people to a Super Saturday event. If you don't have one near you, no whining, no complaining, just have one. Have one in your living room. Do it online. Whatever. Do send smoke signals. You know, whatever it takes, I need you to get the information out. No, I don't need you to. Our country needs you to. You need you to. Post it to Facebook. You got 10 minutes now to take advantage of this. What is your plan for Super Saturday? Commit to it and live up to your commitment to yourself. Tweet your plan on Twitter. No more thinking about it. If you want to create transactions in your life, you need to take action. Let me say that again. You want to create transactions that will generate revenue, transactions that will help you build your business. You want to create transactions, you got to take action. Right now, I am with you. I'm pulling with you. I'm doing the same as you. We are in this together. I need you to succeed, not just for me, not just for my dreams and my business, but on a much larger scale, because I care so much about what we are doing and what we can do for each other that it really fills me up when I see us succeed as a people, human beings relating to each other. So let's get off of this phone and let's get back on the phone and let's pull together. Let's continue to pass this message person to person. The people you talk to, those three calls that you're about to make, ask them to make three calls. It just takes 10 minutes. Real quick, what are you going to do for Super Saturday? Let's pay attention to the back office. I'll be posting more information on my blog about many of the things that you've heard about over the last weekend. If you weren't there, the bottom line is let's focus, let's take action. Let's have fun with it, and let's make it great. You guys blow me away. I really appreciate the whole weekend. Thanks for joining us on today's call. Let's get after it, and let's have a great one. I'll talk to you later, and I'll see you in Atlanta and Philadelphia this weekend. Have a great one, everybody. Bye-bye.